Fredag aften på P3, og du lytter til Festudvalget. Vi er i din radio som sædvanlig fra 19 til 24 i aften. Og så er det her, jeg plejer at kunne sige bag grammofoner og mikrofoner, LP Støvring og Morten Trøst. Det er både og rigtigt i aften, fordi en ting er jo altså, at vi er bag mikrofonerne, men bag grammofonerne, der har vi en stjerneparade af gæste-DJ's. Og det gælder også i denne her time, LP.
I den time, vi lytter på nu, der kan du høre Above and Beyond. Det drejer sig om to fra England og en fra Finland, der har slået sig sammen, og så har de lavet det her remix- og producer-team, der hedder Above and Beyond, og de har haft stor succes, må man sige, for alvor startede succesen, da de lavede det her remix for Madonna, What It Feels Like for a Girl, og siden da er det gået slag i slag, de er blevet bedt om at remix utallige produktioner, og en del af det, vi kan høre den kommende time, er ting, de selv har lavet, ting, der bliver udgivet på deres eget pladselskab Anjuna Beats, men lidt mere om det kan du måske høre slutningen af timen, når vi har en lille snak med Above and Beyond. God fornøjelse. We'll be right back.
Festudvalget på P3 fredag aften fra 19 til 24 med masser af dansemusik i aften, altså live fra Amsterdam og i øjeblikket med et gæste-DJ-set af Above and Beyond. Der er en masse mennesker, som skriver til vores mailadresse og spørger på vores FOF, vores Friends of Festudvalget, som er sådan en lille mailgruppe, man kan melde sig på, hvor man så hver fredag får en mail om, hvad der sker i programmet, som folk spørger på, dels at de gerne vil være med, og det kan man selvfølgelig fortsætte med sig til. Og så er der folk, som er med, som spørger, hvor blev mailen af i dag? Jamen, der er jo simpelthen sket det, at LP, som står for at redigere mailen, han simpelthen er i Amsterdam, og det har han været de sidste par dage, så derfor ingen mail i den her uge. Til gengæld masser af eksklusive DJ-sets i aften. På P3 i aften live fra Amsterdam, dansevents i, ja, gæt selv, Amsterdam. Og i løbet af aftenen har vi gæstesæt fra ingen ringer end blandt andre ATFC, Armin van Buuren, Mark Picciotti og Johan Gielen. Og allerede i denne her time skal du høre et gæstesæt. Det er det, der kører i baggrunden, og det er med Above and Beyond.
Hi, we're Above and Beyond.
You're listening to Denmark's Radio
P3.
Festudvalget. aften og velkommen indenfor. Hvis du lige har tændt for din radio og synes, at det lyder en lille smule anderledes, end det plejer, så er det, fordi vi i aften sender live fra Amsterdam, hvor der er Amsterdam Dance Event, og musikken bestyres i løbet af aften af diverse gæste-DJ's. Vi skal i løbet af aften, og blandt andet i næste time høre ATFC med en omgang Funky House. Der kommer Armand van Buuren, der kommer Mark Pichotti og Johan Gielen i løbet af aftenen på vejen frem mod 24. I den her time er der altså Above and Beyond, som er gæstemixer i festudvalget på B3. festudvalget fredag aften på B3. I øjeblikket med et gæste-DJ-sæt fra Above and Beyond. Det herre bag seneste single hit for ingen ringer end Madonna. Tidligere på dagen snakkede LP Støvring med dem i Amsterdam, og hvad der kom ud af det, kan du høre sådan over det næste kvarter, som er tilbage af sættet.
I'm here at the Amsterdam Dance Event with Above and Beyond. Hello, guys.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Why are you here this time? I mean, you are a very successful remix team, and this is some sort of meeting for all the record companies trading music, finding out what's the big new thing.
We're playing on Friday tonight, in fact, at the Warner's party. We're DJing there, and we also run a couple of little labels, and Unibeat and Hard On, and we're here trading our wares with the other labels. We brought some of our repertoire with us, and we're looking to get deals in some of the territories where we haven't, Germany and Denmark and Holland.
After Madonna, the remix you did of What It Feels Like for a Girl, it all really kicked off. What happened for you after that?
After that, we got a lot of remix requests in, didn't we, Tony? We got a remix request from Delirium. Obviously, that was a great chance for us to follow up Silence, and the record's currently going to radio at the moment in the UK, I think. And that's a great chance for us to remix a great vocal track, I think, really.
Yeah, and we've met like William Orbit after doing this, and possibly hoping to do some music with him in the future as well. And we've been approached by quite a lot of people to cooperate as well, which is really challenging and interesting for us. So we're really looking forward to doing that.
We were asked by Delirium, in fact, after we did the mix, they made it the radio single and made a video to our mix, and they've asked us to do four tracks on the new album with them, which is quite exciting and interesting. We've not really done any co-production before, so that'd be interesting.
Parat.
Dansemusik til hele nationen.
Så rykker vi.
Festudvalget.
Gæste-DJ's i den her time af festivalet, altså Above and Beyond.
You've been remixing a long time before that Madonna mix came about, but how long time does it take to make it through to the first one that everyone notices?
We were going for about a year, and I was in LA and I took our remix showreel to see Madonna's manager, Carice Henry Norman, and played her the stuff and said, you know, we'd like to have a go at doing a mix for Madonna. And she played it, the reel to Madonna, and said that we could do a mix on spec. And then I think after we delivered the mix, it took about a month to get the final video version because they wanted to use our mix to make the video to. So I suppose it was about nearly 14 months from the time when we started, we did the Chakra mix to the Madonna one coming through. So it's been quite quick actually, I think.
But you didn't really expect that the mix you did was going to turn out to be the video version, or the most popular version indeed.
Yeah, no, we had a sort of nail-biting couple of months, didn't we? And we were waiting to hear what Madonna thought of the mix. And we waited for months, and then suddenly Tony got the call, didn't you, Tony, from Carice at Madonna's management, basically saying that Madonna really loved the mix and that she wanted to use it for the video. And we weren't quite sure what was going on, whether it would be for a remix video, or we didn't quite know what to make of it, but we sort of worked on the track further to Madonna's requirements and specifications, adjusted loads of bits, and in the end it ended up being used on the main video, which was fantastic.
But the first thing that was interesting to us was that we weren't even sure if it's ever going to be released anywhere, because when we started doing the mix, we just got sent the CD of the vocals and all the parts of the song, and they were saying that, yeah, you can have a try, but we're not going to give any guarantees. You know, you try and then we'll see if something happens with it. So for us, even the fact that it got accepted to be on the single was a great, great thing. So.
Do you, when you have the chance to mix such a big artist, because he is up there with Coca-Cola and Michael Jackson, would you say that you're more focused on doing a mix for her? Was it like, it's now or never, the big chance to break through?
I think we'd done enough mixes by then to know what to do. I think there were a couple of things that made it different. Certainly we were out to impress, and I think we spent quite a lot of time and effort on the mix. But the other thing that was really great was to get Madonna's vocals on a DAT, you know, unadorned with no track and everything else. That was quite exciting, actually, to be able to play Madonna's vocals without any backing track. That's a rarity.
Also, we did some clever little tricks with the vocal, because when you time stretch your vocal to speed it up for a dance mix, sometimes it can sound a bit Mickey Mousey and the vibrato can sound really nasty. So we did some clever little production tricks there, didn't we, Paavo?
Yeah, because we were first, when we used the vocal, it really did sound a bit awful, speeded up so much. And we were thinking, well, she's never going to let this go through, because obviously, you know, being who she is, she's going to be careful about how her voice gets put out. And so we spent quite a long time and managed to rescue the vocal with a new technique.
Why don't you tell them what we did?
Yeah. But basically all the open vowels, when she's singing long notes, are of the original tempo. So it's all a mixture of the speeded up and the original speed vocal.
cut the hair short, wear shirts and boots. It's okay to be a boy. But for a boy to look like a girl is degrading. Because you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you? What it feels like for a girl.
Also do mixes under other names than Above and Beyond. Why is that?
We wanted to give ourselves the option of doing different kinds of music. Ocean Lab is slightly more commercial. We've got a single coming out through Warner's under the name Ocean Lab. It's a vocal trance track. And we've been doing slightly more progressive things as Above and Beyond. The Tranquility bass mixes that we did, slightly cooler, I think, than the sort of more commercial side of stuff that we do. And then we've got a very progressive name called Tongue of God, which is nothing like Above and Beyond, and there are other names as well. It's just to give us the option of doing different kinds of music, really.
What about plans for the future? An album, a full Above and Beyond album, for example?
Yeah, we're actually, at the moment, we've started working on an Above and Beyond album already, because we've been doing so many remixes as Above and Beyond, but haven't actually made so much of our own material. So during this winter, we'll be writing material for Above and Beyond, hopefully releasing more of it during the spring and for the summer, so look out for that.
We really appreciate you took the time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
sadness driven out of sight. My soul is on fire.